Welcome. Thank you for joining us. My name is Amy DeVita, and you're listening to Third Sector Today's podcast featuring some tips and advice for how to use LinkedIn tools to help your nonprofit organization. Today's special guest is Maria Semple of Prospect Finder.
Great. Thank you again for inviting me to participate on this podcast, Amy. My company focuses on not only prospect research for nonprofits in terms of profiling high net worth individuals, but also I will help nonprofits with their email marketing and social media strategies, since I'm one of the master certified solution providers for Constant Contact, and I do a lot of free educational seminars in the community around New Jersey and New York on the topics of email and social media.
What about LinkedIn? Why do you think it is seems to get overlooked by nonprofit organizations?
You know, Amy, I think that most people think of LinkedIn only as a place to post your resume and be a job seeker, and really just it's all about resumes and job seeking, when in all actuality, it's truly the only professional social network, and it's the only social network that you can really mine and do some serious proactive prospecting. And it's the only network that allows you to do that. And also, I think that nonprofits don't realize that the net income of individuals on LinkedIn is actually higher than it is on social networks like Facebook. So they're really missing out on a huge opportunity by not focusing some attention and effort on networking in professionally with people.
How how can it be used to prospect or for your organization?
So the best thing would be to look at a tab at the top of the page when you log into LinkedIn. It's called Advanced Search. And when you open up that page, it gives you access to a lot more information, a lot more search fields. So, there are search fields that are completely free to search on, and then there are some that are fee-based. And I think the thing that nonprofits don't realize is even those fee-based fields to search on are free to one person at your nonprofit organization. So before we end our call today, I will make sure that I give you that link as to where nonprofits need to start in terms of getting tied in with that opportunity. But anyway, getting back to the prospecting, you can search, let's say, for example, you are a nonprofit that focuses on financial literacy for youth, let's say. And maybe one of your focuses might be on trying to always be identifying people who can be tied into your organization to serve as mentors, to serve as people who run workshops, or to even look for people who could donate to your organization. So you can actually, by geography, let's say you're interested in connecting with accountants or financial advisors within a 25-mile radius of your zip code. Let's say that's your general geographic catchment area. Well, you can actually search, do that search, and if that search is something that you always want to be running to make sure that you're always up to date on who those financial advisors and accountants are in that 25-mile radius of your zip code, you can set that search on autopilot. You can save that search, and LinkedIn will email you a set of search results either weekly or monthly, automatically, without any additional charge. So it's truly a way for you to put it on autopilot, as I like to say, and get those search results sent to you and start making some new connections.
Let's go to the basics, Maria, of I'm a nonprofit organization and I have not used LinkedIn. What would you advise as the very first couple of steps to take for any nonprofit organization?
Okay, I think the first thing they should do is go to the dedicated page that LinkedIn has set up for nonprofits. They actually have resources and staff that are dedicated to helping our sector. So why not take advantage of that? So the place you want to bookmark is nonprofits.linkedin.com. I'll repeat that, nonprofits.linkedin.com. And that link is going to get you all access to all the information, the most updated info as to what they have available for you. So, you know, as an example, one of the first things they say is, you know, create a company page for your organization. So it's going to kind of lead you through the things that LinkedIn thinks, as a nonprofit, you ought to be taking advantage of.
Now, if I already have a profile on LinkedIn, do I also need to have a company page?
Yes, they are two very different things. So your profile is really all about you, your background, your skills, your talents, what makes you different and unique, and what makes you stand out from other professionals amongst your peers. So it's all about you. And, you know, so you want to make sure you have a solid presence as an individual, because if somebody's even thinking about doing any kind of activity with your organization or with you specifically, they might Google your name. And Google search results will actually show your LinkedIn profile hit. And on generally, it's on page one of Google's search results. So you want to make sure that your own individual profile is really the best it can be. Number two, this difference between the personal and the company page, think of the company page as a way, it's like a mini website showcase, if you will, of your organization. So on LinkedIn, people will connect with individuals and they will follow your company page. So if you have corporate executives that you're looking to attract their attention, a company page might be a place that they're going to follow your company on LinkedIn. And perhaps that very same corporate executive is not even on Facebook. So if you're only using Facebook as the only way to try and perhaps communicate with that broader business or corporate executive, one of the things that you might be missing is the opportunity to connect with them either individually or have them follow your page, because they may not even be on Facebook.
So we can use the tools in LinkedIn to talk about, or I guess connect with, volunteers or board members. And maybe you can walk us through that a little bit.
Right, right, exactly. So from that initial site that I gave you, the nonprofits.linkedin.com, you'll see the opportunity to launch into a program called LinkedIn Board Member Connect. And with that, it's going to help your board recruitment efforts. And they actually have some exclusive training that they'll help you with, and they have an online, of course, it's a LinkedIn peer community, and you have access. That's where you're going to get access to some premium tools that are available for the nonprofit sector that people like me would have to pay for, because I'm a for-profit entity. So you might as well take advantage of using the Board Connect program. Also, you can find skilled volunteers by posting volunteer opportunities. And you can also search for people who have self-selected themselves by saying, I am looking for a volunteer opportunity with. And then they will actually list who they're looking for an opportunity with. So they've got the capacity in place to really be able to match up volunteers with nonprofits. And, of course, it is a place that you can look for staff. So they have the Nonprofit Solutions Division that does offer the ability to look to post staff opportunities at significant price reductions, and that's depending on your region as well.
I think that we're able to really walk away from this podcast realizing that LinkedIn, if we're not already utilizing it, we're able to really leverage it to not only search and find folks who could connect with our cause and help us on a funding side, but really also sustainability beyond that, and talking about the human resources side, as well as just connections and to broaden our reach. So thank you so much for sharing this. Again, our guest today, Maria Semple, the Prospect Finder. She's located here in New Jersey, and Maria can be reached at maria@theprospectfinder.com. And we're so happy to have you. Thank you very much, Maria, for being online with us and walking us through the ways to use LinkedIn.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the invite.